Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 69. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 42. Staying warmer throughout Tuesday, sunny with a high of 78, and a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More showers are possible on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our high of 85. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a near-year study at the KU School of Medicine based out of Wichita, Kansas, the latest study on mental illness shows that 75% of adult mental illness starts before the age of 24 years old.
75% of adult mental illness starts before the age of 24, 50% before the age of 14. So we're really having a big impact.
That was Dr. Cassie Carlson with the KU School of Medicine and the program director on KAKE News. Dr. Rachel Brown, the psychiatry and behavioral science department chair, said it's been a long time in coming, as everywhere she's worked, she's never seen enough doctors dealing with mental health, and especially for adolescents.
I've worked in 5 states and 2 countries. I have never worked anywhere where there were enough child and adolescent psychiatrists. Our hope and expectation is that many of them will stay with us in our community, that they'll go on to provide care for patients throughout their professional careers, seeing hundreds and thousands of children and their families.
At American Network News.
It's auction time, friends. 10 a.m. Saturday, April the 22nd. The Carl Stovall Estate Sale, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Selling in perfect condition. A huge selection of shop equipment, welders, tools, sheet metal, antique blacksmith items. Selling at noon. A large selection of guns, including a set of Smith & Wesson revolvers. Hey, there's a 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 2019 Polaris Ranger, 2017 Ford Taurus, 2015 Bobcat skid steer with all the attachments, several trailers, household items, miscellaneous items, way too numerous to mention. The Carl Stovall Estate Auction, online and live, Saturday, April 22nd, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Call Griffin Real Estate Auction Company at 620-273-6421 or go to Griffin Real Estate Auction at gmail.com for more information.
The Fort Riley Military Base held its own Hiring Our Heroes Career Summit last week as they look to help veterans, transitioning service members, and military spouses find meaningful employment opportunities across the state of Kansas.
One of the great benefits and the importance of Hiring Our Heroes and having this this hiring summit is to show the next generation we're going to take care of those that serve this nation. For follow-on meaningful employment, to provide that after service is just so beneficial to not just the military community, but to all our communities. And the next generation of warfighters will see that and understand they will be taken care of.
That was Staff Sergeant Clint Ramosa on WIBW News, where he said business owners and members of the community can become ambassadors, which is a great way to help people through the process and get back into the civilian life.
I'd been out of the Army almost 2 years before I even knew I was receiving the Medal of Honor. I went through the same transition process that a lot of our service members do, having that last year and not knowing what was going to happen, the fear of the unknown.
Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Democrat Party is pushing back a bit on Republican Governor Jim Pillen as they look for some more transparency regarding the immediate replacement of former state Senator Suzanne Geist. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports it, last week, Governor Pillen did nominate Carolyn Bozen to be the replacement for the state senator. But Nebraska Democrat Party Chair Jane Klebe says they'd like to see some more transparency in the process of nominating these individuals, as it looks like they're trying to consolidate power from the Republican Party.
Senator Geist said when she resigned the legislature that she's doing it because she's all in for the mayor's race. But the mayor's race has been going on for several months. So we really believe that there's something else going on. And what it looks like to us is the consolidation of power that the Republicans have been doing over the past couple of years.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. She said it's also an example of the ultra rich in the state of Nebraska trying to consolidate power for themselves.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Storms Friday evening brought much-needed rain from as much as an inch to even 2 inches in some areas, with damage, though, reported in southeast Nebraska from winds that officials described as tornado-like in the Barnston area and south and east of Wymore. A downburst or possible funnel cloud may have been involved along Highway 8 with a couple of households and another couple of farmsteads, as well as some trees damaged. Reports included a pole barn storing farm equipment, including a tractor and combine, plus some outbuildings and a roof lifted from a residence near South 66th Road. A car was reportedly lifted and spun around near U.S. 77 and Highway 8. Sirens were sounded Friday evening in Wymore. During the storm, Summerfield firefighters battled a blaze downtown that destroyed what had remained of the Outpost Saloon, which was in serious disrepair and had been empty for years. Adjacent structures did not appear damaged. The city council had for some years been concerned with the abandoned building, whose out-of-state owners had not removed the structure. Kansas Forest Service and volunteer firefighters remained on the scene in the Haddam area of Washington County over the weekend, dispatched to hot spots and monitoring a grass fire that ignited Thursday and for a time forced precautionary evacuation of the Haddam community. That area received some rain Friday evening, but measured only around a quarter of an inch. Tuesday is a special election in Marshall County for the proposed jail project, which will decide if the county may proceed with up to $6.5 million in a lease purchase arrangement to fund construction. Polling locations will be open Tuesday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., in Marysville at the American Legion, in Axtell at the American Legion, Beatty at St. Malachi's Parish Hall, Blue Rapids, the Community Center, Frankfort at the Cygnus Center, and in Summerfield at the Community Center. Advance ballots mailed out can be returned to the county clerk's office by 7 p.m. Tuesday or placed in the drop box at the courthouse. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by Tuesday and must arrive by April 28. The special election was prompted when a petition was circulated and certified after commissioners passed a resolution to move forward with the construction financing option. Matt Wasson with Marshall County Partnership for Growth was introduced to the new director for Marshall County Partnership April 1st. Housing will remain a focus as he begins his job. Leadership Marshall County will spend April 21st at the courthouse as part of their curriculum. The leadership group is comprised of a dozen and a half members from throughout the county who take part in a series of leadership and other programs over the course of a year. Washington County Commissioners continued interviews for Road and Bridge Supervisor, otherwise conducting routine business at last week's meeting. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from a group including staff and volunteers with the nutrition program, as well as the director to discuss possible reduction in services and staff hours. A civil suit in Nemahal County District Court versus the City of Seneca was denied last week. In a decision Tuesday, Judge John Weingart announced that adjacent landowners Brett Olson and Ashley Nortis were not justified in citing potential negative health consequences and economic damages if a conditional use permit recommended by the Zoning Board of Appeals moved forward. That would allow development of a new distribution center by Ag Partners Cooperative on property they own at the west edge of Seneca. Certain restrictions were included with the conditional use permit, which again affirmed the reasonableness of the city's zoning committee decision from last summer. A program on beekeeping will be featured at the Marysville Public Library Monday evening. Emily Ford, who's been in beekeeping for some 7 years, will share lessons she's learned at the library use session Monday evening at 5:30 at the Marysville Public Library. Public is welcome. They'll offer a session on pickling and canning with K-State Research and Extension agent Caitlin Moore Thursday, beginning at 12:15. Fundraiser for the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot restoration will be held with 20% of orders Monday evening at the Pizza Hut in Marysville. going toward the restoration efforts. Dr. James H. Jim Smart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service Monday at 1 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dr. Jim Smart. Marvin L. Heck, age 88, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Lynn City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Marvin Heck. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. Tomorrow, tuna noodle casserole, garlic bread, salad, pineapple, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Warmer throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More showers are possible on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. Southwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers continue throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Easterly winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More showers are possible on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Northwest winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Well, we did drop to 30 prior to sunrise, 32 this hour. With the average high temperature, mid-April 67, record high on this date 91, the average low 43 and the record low 20. Sunset this evening 8:06, sunrise in the morning at 6:48. Again, we dropped just below freezing ahead of sunrise this morning. Welcome rains Friday night, inch to around 2 inches, depends where you're at. A little bit less as you headed further west. Some areas receiving just over 2 inches. We had about an inch and a half here at studios in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 17th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Injuries highlight night two of the NBA playoffs. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Some big names falling victim to the injury bug as the NBA playoffs continued on Sunday. In Memphis, a statement win for the Lakers. Rui Hachimura led L.A. with 29 points as they rolled to a 128-112 win over the Grizzlies. Ja Morant put up 18. He'd leave in the fourth quarter with a right hand injury. X-rays negative. Ja on his outlook for game two.
Probably play, but if not, you know, I don't want to do anything to, you know, hurt the team.
More of the same in Milwaukee, where Miami's Tyler Hero and the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo would both exit at halftime. Hero suffering a fractured right hand, the Greek freak injuring his back. The Heat would take the 130-117 W. Milwaukee head coach Mike Budenholzer.
He has a back contusion. There was x-ray that was clear here, so we'll monitor him.
Meanwhile, Hero ruled out for game two. The Clippers took down the Suns 115-110, and the Nuggets delivered a 109-80 drubbing of the T-Wolves. to the diamonds in Cincinnati, where the visiting Phillies got to work early. Top one, leadoff hitter Bryson Stott.
Hits one high in the air, deep right field. Myers back at the track, at the wall. He leaps, he can't get it. It is gone.
The call on WIP, the defending National League champs, went on to a 14-3 thrashing of the Redlegs. In the Bronx, a gem for Yankees hurler Garrett Cole. A two-hit, complete game shutout of the Twins to the bottom of the sixth.
LeMahieu hits a high fly to right. Back goes Kepler on the track. He's at the wall, and it is gone.
John Sterling on WFAN with the call. Two zip pinstripers, your final. On the links, Englishman Matt Fitzpatrick won the RBC Heritage at beautiful Harbor Town on Hilton Head Island, outlasting defending champion Jordan Spieth. Tied at 17 under, it took three playoff holes for Fitzpatrick to seal the victory. This is Rich Cantu.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Ag news for this Monday, April the 17th, from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. So the question that many people are asking is that around the state, what are the biggest challenges for wheat farmers? This is Craig Dinkle. He's a crop production agent.
Kind of our biggest issue and factor facing our wheat crop right now is just our dry conditions that, you know, we've been facing, you know, starting at 9 months ago, essentially.
In some areas of Kansas, they had rain during the fall, but it's been a little bit dry since then.
Yeah, like I said, we're lucky in this area. Guys, you know, at least got the wheat planted and had a decent, maybe just slightly below average on our stands, but for the most part, the wheat did get established and growing before the winter, and we were just kind of hoping we could catch some either winter precip or some precipitation, you know, starting here in February and March, but that just hasn't happened. For reference, looking at the Kansas Mesonet at the Lorain station, last time we had half an inch of rain was about 6 months ago, and the last time we had a three quarters or an inch of rain is 281 days, which is about 9 months ago. So, you know, we just don't have a lot of moisture in the soil for the wheat to, you know, get rooted down and tap into that profile.
Now, some areas of Kansas received some snowfall this year, but some areas did not.
Yep. This area just kind of got missed on any winter precip this last year.
Even though some areas did not receive snow, they certainly received winter-type temperatures. What about winter kill? Has that happened?
There's some out there that I've came across just in certain scenarios.
And that's your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
This year's Eastern Kansas Grazing Schools will be taking place on April 21st and 22nd, as well as May 5th and 6th. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State Extension agents Chad Guthrie and Caitlin Barthol provide details on these programs.
Each year, the Eastern Kansas Grazing School, we try to have one or two locations across Eastern Kansas, and we try to really serve as many producers as we can. Our main focus is teaching these producers about management-intensive grazing and all the benefits. This year, we're going to have two locations kind of in the central eastern part of the state, and we really hope that's going to serve a lot of people.
Caitlin Barthol shares information on her location's school.
Our location will be hosted at a family operation just east of Wellsville, Kansas. So the Wyckoff Family Farms, they are the ones who are hosting it on April 21st and 22nd. So yes, that is a Friday-Saturday combination, but we have a lot of producers who are on the smaller side, and they may have off-farm jobs. So we are trying to give them a chance to maybe only have to take one day off of work and attend this school. And so we're kicking it off by about 8:45, 9 o'clock with registrations on Friday. So it does cost $50, and that is per farm. Each farm can send two people for that $50 registration fee. If any additional people want to come, then that's an extra $20. The cost helps provide the meals, and each producer will walk away with a handbook of all the resources that they will be covering both days. Our schedules are pretty similar for both locations, but for the most part, we'll be talking about like the art and the science of grazing. We'll talk about stocking rates, and half of the presentations will be inside, and then the other half, we're actually going to be out there in the pasture. The difference with my location, we will have a bud box demonstration, so a low-stress handling demonstration using the bud box.
Chad Guthrie provides the details for his location school.
Down in the Southwind District, my grazing school is also a Friday, Saturday. On May 5th and 6th, we're going to start out inside on Bronson, Kansas at the community center. And then we're going to go out to our host site out in the field with G3 Ranch. We're going to cover a lot of the similar topics that Caitlin's going to be having a little further north of us. One cool thing that's going on at G3 is they are doing research with K-State Research and Extension on radio collars on the cattle. So those collars help the cattle to kind of move through the pasture without needing to set up temporary fence. So it kind of sets up virtual boundaries that those cattle, through a series of tones and different things with the collar, kind of help them move and really hit different parts of the pasture. So participants at my location are going to get to see that in action. I think that's going to be a really neat opportunity.
That was Chad Guthrie and Caitlin Barthol, K-State Extension agents, sharing details about the upcoming Eastern Kansas grazing schools. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
A good morning from Dennis Enrichs at Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday, and certainly a great one after that wind yesterday and rain on the weekend. So, hey, it feels a little bit better. Well, talking about better, you've got the cattle market that is just on fire, 182 to 186 in the cash, 290 in the carcass, folks. And certainly, if you've been to an auction lately, the cattle are in demand, and we certainly got a nice bunch here today. We will fire away at 10 o'clock this morning, as we do have a large cow and bull run, so that would be at 10 o'clock. And then certainly, we move to 12 o'clock noon with the hay sales, and we have 206 round bales today, square bales also, so here we go. At 12 o'clock noon in the hay department, in the squares, there will be that good 80 bales of prairie. There's 16 bales of straw. In the round department, good stuff right here that I'm going to tell you about. Round alfalfa, 11, second and third cut. It'll weigh 1738. 11 bales, second and third cut, 1749. In this prairie department, folks, it is hot, it is smoking, and it is good stuff. The Peters stuff out of Elk Creek is 11 at 1605, 11 at 1609, 11 at 1638, 11 bales, 1629. And the high price, good stuff from last week, 10 bales. That is Seth's hay out of Burchard, weighs 1610, stored inside. Another round out prairie weighing 1600 at 1630. Also 11 prairie. In the round grass, there's 23, weigh 1358. Round grass 10, round grass 7. Round brome, it's nice. There's 11, they weigh 1692. In the round rye, there is 11, there is 9. In the round corn stalks, 24. In the CRP, there is 6. So hay will be at 12 o'clock noon. Now, in the bred cow department, there's 5 black and black baldy, first calf bred heifers. Guys, they're nice. Disposition is great. They're bred to Spence Black Angus. They are close up, knocking on the door, so they will be right there at 12:45, so plan on that. In the bred cow department, there's 30 black bred cows that we're going to preg and mouth. They're going to be 3 to 13 years old. They're bred black or Hereford. Now, these cows could start to sell at 11 o'clock, the young end. Certainly deserving to go back to the farm on the older end if you'd want to calve them one more time, pull that calf off for replacement or whatever, certainly do that. But the older cows would be selling about 11 o'clock and the younger cows right after that. So in the baby calves, we do have two, a black bull calf, the bottle calf that we pulled off the cow here this morning. Also a black heifer calf that is 3 weeks old. In the feeder cattle, the entire list is going to be weaned except for 23, three black and red bull and heifers are coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 3 to 650 pounds. They're going to be John and Curtis Cisco. And the Wayne Vaccinated Department, it starts with the Feldy calves out of Marysville. 5 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Schmitz out of Herkimer, 7 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Hayek out of Claytonia has got 8 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 1/4, 650. Teton out of Talmadge, 8 black steer and heifers, 500. Oddbody and Cracky, they've got a set of calves. They're going to be 450 to 600. There's going to be 9 that are black and red steer and heifers. There's going to be 6 black and red whiteface steer and heifers. Grabowski out of Beatrice has got 6 black steer and heifers, always good little light calves at 5 to 550. Jurgenau out of Fairbury's got 10 black and red steer and heifers, 5.5 to 600. Banahan Brothers, Steel City, 60 black and red heifers, background, good cattle. They're going to weigh 8 to 8.25. Jeff Barty out of Adams got 38 black crossbred steers. They're going to be yearling background at 8 to 8.50. Leonard Harper out of Walton's got 30 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh that 450 to 600. Colton Shart out of Table Rock's got 15 black heifers. They're going to be 600. Jeff Demersma out of Ellis got 35 black and red steer and heifers backgrounded. They're going to be 650 to 750. Keith Bear's got a light set of black calves, steer and heifers. They're going to be 7 at 5 to 6.25. Laughlin Angus out of Crabs got 7 black heifers, 7 to 750. Now, we will certainly catch more light calves here today. So give us a call. We appreciate your business. Tanya Ricardetti, 223-3571.
731 from KNDY and 32 degrees sunrise. We did drop to 30 overnight. A little bit of a warm-up trend begins with highs into the 70s for today.
Why send household water down the drain when your lawn and garden are dying of thirst? All about recycling gray water on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 17th, the 107th day of the year. Actress Jennifer Garner celebrates a birthday, and the Ford Motor Company introduced the Mustang on this day in 1964. Using water from your bathtub, sinks, or washing machine is a perfectly acceptable and ecologically sound way to irrigate your lawn and garden. It's called gray water because it contains traces of dirt, food, grease, or cleaning products. Those are rarely harmful and often beneficial to the soil. Plus, keeping gray water out of the sewer system reduces the risk of polluting nearby water sources. There are some important guidelines, however. Gray water should never contain human waste. It shouldn't be stored for later use, and it should infiltrate the ground immediately when used. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It was not a good weekend for the Kansas City Royals as they got swept by the Atlanta Braves. On Friday, the Royals dropped one to the Braves 10-3. On Saturday, it was the Braves taking care of the Royals 9-3. And yesterday, the Royals lose 5-4. Royals manager Matt Cotario talks about the attitude of the team.
Stinks. Nobody's happy in there right now, but it's not going to affect the way they come in tomorrow.
And that's one of the things we've seen right from day one.
The Royals now start a home series with the Texas Rangers. Other baseball notables from yesterday, New York, the Yankees did beat the Twins 2-0. St. Louis gets a 5-4 win over the Pirates. And the Rockies fall to Seattle 1-0. A couple of top recruits from the transfer portal were in Kansas over the weekend. Top transfer target Max Abbas from Oral Roberts visited K-State, and the number one transfer portal prospect Hunter Dickinson visited Kansas. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
KNDY.
I walk in the rain. I talk to the man up there in the moon. I know I may sound like somebody gone insane. I'm a fool about you, baby, but my heart can't explain. It's a little left of center by heavenly design. Love gets carried away. Touch my hand. It beats like a drum in a marching band. Can't help what it does. I just follow where it leads. How my heart feels about you, baby, makes perfect sense to me. It's a little left of center.